Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Ich warte seit Wochen auf diesen Tag und tanz vor Freude über den Asphalt, als wär's ein Rhythmus, als gäb's ein Lied, das mich immer weiter durch die Straßen zieht. Komm dir entgegen.
Hallo und willkommen zu Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga Podcast. This is the preview show. I'm Manu Feit, he's Stefan Bienkowski. Stefan, how's it going? This is the final show of the week, a week that's felt like it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, it does feel a bit like it's been like that. It's also just the beginning of the week of sorts for me, because I set off on Saturday at crack of dawn to Germany, and yeah, I'll be spending a lot of time in the country, a lot of games this weekend. So yeah, very excited. I'm sure I'll return a zombie, as is always the case with these media trips, but yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, this is back-to-back media trips for the Gegenpressing podcast / Transfermarkt. I guess as I return from Germany, you depart for Germany, then you come back to Germany, and then it's just a few weeks until we both go and actually visit our office in Hamburg. It's just how it goes, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it might actually be a game there as well, if I'm not mistaken. There's rumors of a trip to Hamburg, if I'm not mistaken.
To the sad Volkspark.
Yeah, maybe we can catch a Shakhtar game and actually see a win for a change.
We'll see, I guess. We'll see. I mean, I'm really looking forward to see what impressions you bring back from the trip with Leverkusen. It's going to be some really cool content, and obviously, you're going to see also a really, really good game, Leverkusen against Union Berlin. A game that I had a hard time predicting, to be honest with you. But yes, I guess we need to dive into all of that. Let's do that after we get paid, shall we?
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. Anyways, this episode of the Gegenpressing podcast is brought to you by Bet Online. The last of the major pro sports league is off and rolling, and college basketball is ready to go as well. BetOnline remains your top spot for all your live betting actions and contests. NFL, college football, UFC, and NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline is your number one source for wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions. All the hoops betting action along with every sport available at your fingertips with both desktop and mobile access at any time. Head to BetOnline today and remember to use our promo code BELIEVE, that is BLEAV, BELIEVE, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Yeah, as always, Stefan, this podcast, of course, brought to you in association with Get German Football News. So kind of them every week to post our content and count our scores. Just wanted to point that out. And yeah, let's dive into it, shall we? That first game on the weekend, Gladbach against Wolfsburg. I actually thought this is a really interesting fixture on so many levels, between two sides that have come off some really interesting draws. Gladbach 3-0 up against Freiburg, threw that lead away for a 3-3 draw. Wolfsburg draw away at Bremen 2-2. With all that in mind, I kind of had a hard time separating the two, which is why I went for a boring 1-1 draw right here. What do you think?
Yeah, I've really struggled to separate these two teams as well, to be honest with you. I saw a crazy stat that said that the last time Gladbach had this many points at this stage in the season was in 2010-11 when they avoided relegation via the playoffs. and, you know, that's one way to look at it. You could also look at that 3-3 draw with Freiburg and the manner in which they kind of threw away a 2-goal lead. You know, John Sabatiu picking up an injury, which would be very good for this season. And sometimes it just kind of feels like the Foles are cursed this season. But I think what might suit them quite well is that Wolfsburg have also kind of seen the kind of, what's the expression, you know, the wheels fall off the wagon, so to speak. You know, they've only picked up one win from 5 games on the road this season, and they've looked anything but convincing as well in recent games. They've been a real coupon buster for me in recent weeks, so I've gone for a 2-2 draw here because I think Gladbach will have more about them to at least compete in this game against a poor Wolfsburg side, but I'm not really willing to give them all 3 points just yet.
Then that was that Gladbach side, by the way, had Marc-Andre Ter Stegen making his Bundesliga debut and Marco Reus emerging as a superstar.
Nice.
The one that you just referenced that avoided relegation. Such a good team.
It's depressing to think that I can actually remember writing about that season as well.
Yikes.
That's a little while ago.
Yeah. Getting there. Up next, Bayern against Heidenheim. What do you think here, Stefan? How many goals is Bayern going to score?
Yeah. Well, do you know what? I'm willing to give Heidenheim a bit more credit than some of the other teams. Bochum. But, you know...
Darmstadt.
Darmstadt's a better example. You're absolutely right.
Darmstadt
recently, Bochum historically, shall we say. But I should speak more kindly of Bochum since they are hosting me this weekend. You know what? I mean, I think Heidenheim have been really good this season. Been really impressed with them. I like what they're doing, but you know, this is Bayern at the Allianz Arena, and I've gone for a 3-1 win. And it's actually one of the few games this weekend where I didn't really struggle to come up with a result.
I went for a gazillion to 0.
You're tempting fate here with this bashing of Heidenheim.
5-0. I said 5-0. You know, it's kind of funny because it was a few years ago in the German Cup, I think, where Heidenheim almost toppled Bayern, right? That game ended 5-4 after 120 minutes, if I remember correctly. So, you know, honestly, I think this is going to go one of two ways. And I went the Bayern are going to smash Heidenheim way. Either Bayern are going to convincingly dismantle this Heidenheim side, or Heidenheim are going to walk away with something surprising. Sure. I don't think there is two ways about this. And because I think there's just a higher likelihood of Bayern just walking away with a huge win. That's what I went with. The question is, though, is this going to be another Harry Kane hat-trick?
Well, I mean, I have predicted Bayern to score 3 goals, so I guess he technically could.
Who else is going to score for them?
Yeah, well, that's true. But, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm not expecting Heidenheim to win this game by any means, but no. I have liked what they've been up to this season, so I'll stick up for them and say they'll get a goal.
Okay. That's brave. Augsburg against Hoffenheim. Hoffenheim, I thought they played really well against Leverkusen last weekend. Leverkusen were up 2-0, Hoffenheim equalized it. Have a massive chance to make it 3-2 before Leverkusen then score the winner, right? Hoffenheim are good, and I think they're going to win this game in Augsburg, which makes it a little bit more difficult, but I still think they're going to win, and I went for a 2-1 victory here.
To Hoffenheim?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this is another one that I've really struggled with, to be honest. Augsburg have looked really great under, yes, is it Torup or Throp? Have you agreed on anything yet?
Torup. Yeah,
we need Derek Ray on the show. He'll set us straight. But you know, they've got two wins and a draw so far under him, seemingly turned things around overnight. But that draw against that 1-1 draw against Cologne did make me think there's still limitations to this Augsburg side. I have to kind of disagree with you slightly about Hoffenheim. I thought they definitely kind of you know, they always pack a punch. There's no doubt about it with Hoffenheim, and they've got great attacking talent in that team. But I did feel like Leverkusen basically gifted them the first goal. The second goal was a kind of, you know, I just rab out of a hat trick, really, nothing. And I actually thought Hoffenheim looked really, really average in the first half. And I did kind of think, at the beginning,
they did hit the post though just before the Leverkusen goal.
Yeah, that's true. This is yet another game, and I think there's quite a few of them this weekend where I'm really struggling to pull these teams apart. So I've gone for a very eventful 2-2 draw.
Very eventful 2-2 draw. Okay, so then my match of the week, this is Stuttgart against Dortmund. One of the games that Dortmund will put on the calendar as, this is where we threw the title away last year, right? Remember when they were up late 3-2 after being up earlier 2-0, and then Stuttgart still equalized, and you know, that's probably 2 points that they, one of the many 2 points that they threw away that ultimately cost them the title. I had a really hard time predicting a result here, mostly because I think Stuttgart are due a rebound, but also I think that Dortmund are still going to want to show that result against Bayern. They want to get that behind them, right? Thought they were really good against Newcastle. We broke that down in the Champions League recap show. And so I went back and forward, and I ultimately settled on a 2-0 Dortmund win, but I don't think it's going to be a big Dortmund win, if you know what I mean, right? It's going to be one of those where Dortmund score, and then they're going to hang on, and then somehow get a second, and you know, it would look more convincing than it ultimately was against a good Stuttgart side. There were some rumors Sergio Gyurassy could be back on the bench. That looks now unlikely. So, you know, that's, of course, another reason why I ultimately settled on a Dortmund win.
Yeah, I mean, I think if Gyurassy is back, he's not exactly going to be 100% fit. So it'd be limited time and contributions from him. That's not to say that I think Stuttgart could still offer a really big punch in this game. I'm really intrigued to see how Dortmund play in this game, not just because, you know, the title race or maybe the lack of one and because of Dortmund, but also because I'm intrigued to see what type of Dortmund we've got here under Terzic. You know, they have been putting in, you know, these decent professional performances in the league so far this season. You know, they were unbeaten going up into that game against Bayern. They were grinding out results. And if they're able to kind of go to Stuttgart, a good Stuttgart team, okay, they've had some wobbles in the last couple of weeks, but a team they've got plenty of firepower. If they're able to go there and grind out a good result after what happened against Bayern, you can understand why some Dortmund fans might think, look, we're not going to beat Bayern twice a season, but if we win all the games we're expected to win, that's what gives us a chance of competing in the for the championship. And this is exactly the kind of fixture that I think, even perhaps even more so than the game against Bayern, that really shows the character of this Dortmund team and really what they're capable of. So yeah, I've kind of gone along the same lines as you. I've gone for a 2-1 win for Dortmund, but I think it's going to be a really, really tight match. I'm going to try and watch this game. I'm probably on the train to Bochum when it's on, but I'll maybe catch it on my iPhone or something on the train. But yeah, definitely be a good game to catch.
Yeah, no, definitely. All right, so up next is Darmstadt against Mainz. What do you think here?
This is another one where I've really struggled. I've gone for a 1-1 draw. You know, neither team has been particularly outstanding so far this season. You know, Mainz obviously bounced back slightly after last weekend with the win, but you know, I think you could probably chalk that up to kind of not so much a new manager bounce, but oh crap, we have to, you know, make up for the manager falling on his sword bounce. You know, as Matt I think mentioned on described on either the Monday show or the one before, you know. There was just so much goodwill and heartache and things about both fans and moving on. It wasn't as if the manager left and then the players suddenly felt a fresh lease of life. Quite the opposite. So I'm not really expecting Mainz to go from strength to strength here. It'd be an excellent opportunity for him to do exactly that, because I think Darmstadt have looked
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Very average so far this season, I'm just not there yet with Mainz to think they've turned a corner. So yeah, I've gone for a 1-1 draw.
I thought Mainz played quite well against Leipzig. A result that surprised me, and I actually think that, you know, Bo Svensson basically shouldering the responsibility for this terrible run and giving the bosses an opportunity to bring in a fresh voice, because I don't think they would have done it right on their own. The loyalty towards Svensson was too big here. I think that was quite impressive, and curious to see how Jan Sievert will carry on with this team, right? I think Heidel has pretty much said that that if he does well, then they would keep him. And this wouldn't be the first time Mainz have gone down that path, right? I mean, they have done this before with promoting from within. I think that Mainz are going to just edge this game with a 2-1 win. It's a little bit of a local derby game as well. Darmstadt, of course, on the outskirts of Frankfurt. Mainz on the outskirts of Frankfurt. One in the Rhine, one in the Hessen. But, you know, I think that Mainz are just about to get the result here, get the win, which would be huge for them, right? Really, really big for them.
Can I interject briefly with an interesting stat for you?
Go for it.
Darmstadt hit the post or the bar 6 times in their first 10 matches of the league season, and only Bayern Munich can match that. So maybe that goes to show how the difference between Darmstadt having a good start to the season and a bad one, perhaps.
Yeah, can you imagine they put those away? They would be in a way better position. Obviously Darmstadt too without head coach Lieberknecht, right? Something that we need to mention, I think, some family issues with his wife, so all the best. Just want to wish all the best over there. All right, so next, you're going to this game, Bochum against Köln. So what are your thoughts here?
Well, if I'm being perfectly honest with you, I don't think it's going to be a rambunctious barnstormer of a game. The only team who've scored fewer goals than Bochum in the league this season, if I'm not mistaken, are Cologne. Let's just say, as we say from time to time, it'll be one for the purists. Can't be a member of Gegenpressing without claiming that I've gone to Bochum, Cologne on a cold, windy night in November. So yes, I will be there. I'm really looking forward to it. I'll be probably spending a good 80% of the time soaking up the atmosphere, the famous atmosphere, Bochum, rather than what's happening at the game. But I do think Bochum will win this narrowly, and I've gone for a 1-0 win.
That's what I have.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Köln. It doesn't inspire confidence, does it?
It's amazing that that's a top spiel. Having said that, it is a Saturday night. It's November 11th. You know what that means in Köln, right?
Coming of Carnival.
Yeah, which is so funny because, I mean, like the UK, November 11th in Canada is something very different than in Köln, where it's like a carnival night, right? And in Canada, and in Canada, it's Remembrance Day. I don't know if it's the same in the UK. Very different, I guess, in Köln. But this should make a great atmosphere.
I swore I would never return to Cologne during Carnival, but here I am.
Going to Bochum, but you're going to still be surrounded by it.
Yeah, well, I'm staying in Cologne, so I have to go back with the Cologne fans. But I'm sure they'll be right. I'm sure they'll be. I'm just going to have to probably open up a Creative Coach and just join them, I think, just to blend in.
You don't have to bring a Creative Coach. That will be provided.
Yeah, well, exactly. I do remember one year at Carnival, a few friends of mine from Scotland came out to visit, and one of the few things I remember from that night was the train home where we had a keg of Kolsch, not like a full keg, but one of those kind of mini ones that you can get in the supermarkets in Germany.
Yeah.
And we were just passing that around the train, taking drinks out of it. So hopefully I won't be repeating that on Saturday.
I've done this trip around that time of the year with Chris Williams, friend of the show, and we were supposed to get back from Gladbach to Leverkusen and somehow ended up in Düsseldorf. Don't ask. Anyways, speaking of Leverkusen, you're also at this game, Stefan, Leverkusen against Union Berlin. I had a hard time predicting this one. I thought that Union Berlin, and we talked about this in the Champions League preview recap, that Union Berlin looked a lot better, and I really want them to get that first win, but I just don't think it's going to happen here. I just watched Leverkusen against Karabakh. That was a tough match for Leverkusen, but ultimately they just seem like a side that is not stoppable at the moment. So I went for a 2-1 victory for Leverkusen. But you had this game. What do you think?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I didn't catch the Karabakh game, but it's also a muchly weakened Leverkusen team. Quite a few players dropped.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
They still get the win, and that strikes me as so interesting. If I'm not mistaken, the only undefeated team in Germany or in the Bundesliga so far.
I think in the top five leagues.
Yeah, well, I guess unless Nice, are Nice still winning? I have no idea. I don't watch French football that much. I think I watched Union against Napoli. I thought they were much better than they've been in recent weeks. They look like their old selves again. They're playing a system that looked like their old selves. Fofana and Becker looked like they were kind of clicking into gear. So, you know, it feels, I know we've been saying this for weeks, but it does feel like Union Berlin's form and the change in form is just around the corner. I mean, they're coming up against the best team in Germany right now, in my opinion.
Yeah.
A team that don't really look like they have got any interest in slowing down. I've gone for a 2-0 win here for Leverkusen. I think Union will put in a decent performance. I know that's not much consolation when they lose, but, you know, it's worth keeping an eye on.
Yeah, I watched a Karabakh game and it was 0-0, and then in the last 10 minutes Leverkusen decided to win the game, and they did. It was one of those, you know, you could just tell, like, okay, yeah, it's still 0-0 and we should probably just get a win here, and it just won it. You know, it was ultimately a penalty, but they had so many opportunities towards the end that it was one of those where they won the penalty through a handball. But, you know, if they hadn't gotten the penalty, they would have scored through a different means.
Yeah.
And that's just how they are. And that makes it, I think, against Union Berlin, they're just facing a team that, even if they put in a good performance, I just don't think they have the quality to do it. And that's just the reality when you face a team that, together with Bayern Munich, is the highest scoring team in European football at the moment. So, yeah. That's why ultimately I still think that Leverkusen are going to win. And, you know, we have the same result here predicted. All right. Up next, Werder against Frankfurt. What are your thoughts here, Stefan?
Yeah, so, you know, we've been talking about Frankfurt quite a lot recently. You did a great newsletter on them this week. We spoke to Kevin Trapp. Definitely feels like a club that have kind of weathered the storm of the summer transfer window, and you know, they're now reaping the benefits of, or reaping the rewards of, just bunkering down and putting in the hard work. They're up to seventh. They've picked up 3 wins in their last 5 games, only lost one. And I think they're probably going to beat a Werder Bremen side that, you know, admittedly have picked up some decent results recently. You know, they got a draw against Wolfsburg. They beat Union Berlin a few weeks ago. But there's just something about this Frankfurt team that I think is just very, you know, I don't want to say efficient, that feels like a cliche, but they're just very drilled, you know. And yeah, I think they're probably going to win this. So I've gone for a 2-0 win for Frankfurt.
Yeah, that's exactly the result I have as well. Frankfurt, of course, beat Helsinki in the return match today, right? Which means they are staying in the Conference League. Yeah, I've said this in the last show that we did. Last week's show that I'm really impressed with what's going on at Frankfurt, and I just you know, you look at it, three goals. In the last three Bundesliga results, it's 2-3-3-3. So that's 11 goals over four games. That's impressive. Considering that they don't really have a true number nine in this squad right now, they seem to be scoring goals. And as Kevin Trapp pointed out in the newsletter that I wrote, Dino Topmöller is actually a coach that likes to score goals. Similar to previous coaches in Frankfurt, he seems to have put in the foundation first, the defensive foundation, and then kind of worked his way from backwards to front, right, to get this team going. And yeah, hugely impressed. Frankfurt is a team on the up. It's going to be scary when they have a number nine. and we talked about that quite a bit on the transfer show. But yeah, I think Frankfurt are going to win this game 2-0. All right, that brings us to the last game. This was another one where I kind of struggled. And as we're recording this, Freiburg are beating Baka Topola from the Czech Republic 2-0 in the Europa League game. And I think that actually, if I'm not mistaken, pretty much secures their passage to the next round. They're 4 points ahead, if everything stands as it is in their group, of third place Olympiacos, 2 points ahead of West Ham United. And then there's Leipzig, of course, who have already secured their passage to the next round of the Champions League as well. So two teams that have been in action. Leipzig losing to Mainz, I think we're going to see a response here. And I think based on quality, the fact that Leipzig are at home, I think they're going to win this game, but it's going to be a narrow 2-1 victory for them.
Yeah, I've gone for the exact same result. But They weren't exactly flawless, I guess, in the Champions League in midweek, but I think I completely agree with you. I think we're going to see a very different team from the one that played Mainz. They looked so complacent against Mainz. I did watch that game, and I think it was the first goal went in. It was just a counterattack from Mainz, and, you know, Simakan, and I can't remember who the other defender was, just jogging back. Just have absolutely no interest or just no faith that Mainz knew what they were doing, and then sure enough, cross comes in, loops over the two of them, and then they're home. And I think that summed up the game quite well, actually. I thought it just felt like a lot of complacency from Leipzig. They've had issues scoring goals recently, but, you know, Marco Rosa seemed to have kind of altered his formation ever so slightly in midweek in Belgrade, and, you know, has gone with Openda and Sesko up front together. And that seemed to work quite well, actually, you know, with Forsberg and Xavi Simons behind them. So I think we'll probably see something similar in this game, because I would be surprised if Freiburg go to this game thinking we have to be really frustrating, we have to sit and be, you know, not so much be defensive, but we have to really frustrate Leipzig and try and pick off a result here. So I would be expecting Leipzig to go in knowing that they have scored goals quickly and as soon as possible. So yeah, I've gone for a 2-1 win for Leipzig, which, interestingly enough, I kind of put these figures into the Bundesliga.com table predictor, and it spits out a table with Leverkusen top, Bayern second, Dortmund third, and then Leipzig fourth, and then Stuttgart fifth and Frankfurt sixth. And I'm struggling to think of any other teams that could break that top six between now and the end of the season. It's almost what you would expect the table to look. Obviously, maybe not Leverkusen top, but
could
probably
happen.
The top. Yeah, it could happen. Of course, it could. And all power to them if it does. But it's interesting that we're now 10, well, you know, 11 games in. We will be 11 games in by the end of the weekend. And the top six is beginning to look quite familiar.
Yeah, I think that is probably the top six that we're going to have at the end of the season. I think Frankfurt have slightly turned our opinion around, right? especially if they do something smart in the winter, I think they're going to be in a really good position. And you also have to keep in mind that after the winter break, there's actually more games after the winter break this year than there's before, right? So it is only one game, but that's still significant, I think. And yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see how that shakes out. But I agree with you. I think this, that is the top six. I don't think I want to put my money down on who's going to finish where in the top six yet. But yeah, I think that is the six teams that are probably the six best teams in German football at the moment. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's something that people can let us know in the comments below if they think anyone else could break into that top six.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, this is the stage when the table does. We have enough results to sort of compute and see what's going on, right? And really, the second international break now too. Yeah, I think that that's always a bit of a milestone. That's also when teams get nervous with head coaches. That second international break is always a very dangerous time for teams that are not doing well, or the head coaches of teams that are not doing well, I should say. Anyways, as always, the show is brought to you by Bet Online in association with Get German Football News. Stefan, safe travels. Enjoy Leverkusen.
Thank you.
Stay safe during Carnival. Is it
worth mentioning that, you know, as people now know, I will be on the road this weekend up until Tuesday night, actually. So we will strive to get a main show out on Monday. We're pretty confident we will, but it might not be the usual show. Might be a patchwork of events that went on through the weekend, which might prove to be more intriguing to listen to. So do keep your eyes and ears peeled.
Yeah, just exactly. Programming notes, important. Also, next week is an international break, so there's not going to be a preview show, right? And which means also the scheduling of the other shows will be different. Yeah, so just keep that in mind. We are usually a little bit all over the place during international break, also because Stefan and I take some time off, because that's the only good thing about the international break.
It's when we hibernate.
Yeah. Exactly. So anyways, safe travel, Stefan. The two of us will chat. The rest of you will get to listen to us next week. Until then, auf Wiedersehen.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.